Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, April 13. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, my conspiracy theory: high interest rates are driving us into recession. Perhaps the most unfortunate trend in our public discourse is labeling specific points of view as unacceptable. These are concepts or ideas that mustn't be talked about. The most common of these labels is the dreaded conspiracy theory. A conspiracy theory is an outrageous or politically incorrect thought that's not even discussed. This is the most anti-intellectual, anti-science approach that I can imagine. Taking a concept off the table is different from how real science works. In the scientific method, any idea, no matter how outrageous, is placed on the table to be examined and tested. Real science will determine whether it is valid, a reasonable explanation of reality, or an invalid idea. Does the concept have true predictive qualities, and therefore can predict what will happen with some accuracy, or is it a bad one? These ideas are called theories or initially hypotheses. And through experiment or increasingly computer models, their validity is tested. Wacky concepts or hypotheses are eliminated early, and they are labeled invalid, an idea worth exploring, but in the end it was not considered a good descriptor of reality. So I aim to turn one of the most destructive aspects of our current public discussion into something much more constructive. And here's my conspiracy theory number one. The Fed's higher interest rates are creating a recession. Now, I believe the Federal Reserve's policy of higher interest rates will create a recession. This is principally due to the high leverage in our financial system. After over a decade of radically low interest rates, corporations capitalize their balance sheets by borrowing. Take, for instance, Home Depot. Their most recent annual report shows that the company has $1.5 billion in shareholder equity, or common stock. But it has $41.9 billion in long-term debt, primarily corporate bonds. That's an extraordinary amount of debt to equity. Now, it may make sense when interest rates are meager and Home Depot's interest on its bonds were low. It does not make sense when interest rates are now five times higher than last year. As their bonds mature and roll over to these new, higher interest rates, Home Depot will find that those higher bond payments increasingly squeeze their income. And Home Depot is far from alone in this situation. Almost all of the major retail sector carry very high debt levels, as do many of the top 500 companies in the country. It's my conspiracy theory that this dramatic increase in debt service payment will drive many companies to lay off workers and close shops, which will help create the next recession. Now here's the conspiracy theory response from the Federal Reserve's position. The Fed looks at the economy and sees a very different picture than you and I do. For over a year now, the Fed has focused on inflation. It is inflation that is the primary driver for all of the interest rate hikes. From their point of view, if they can conquer the inflation genie, then everything else will fall into place. Under the Humphrey-Hawkins Act, the Full Employment and Balanced Growth Act of 1978, that is, the Federal Reserve was given the twin mandates of full employment and stable prices. But inflation has exploded, so the part of stable prices is currently failing. So the Fed will fight inflation until the other mandate, full employment, begins to slide. But with unemployment rate at a meager 3.5%, we're liable to see the Fed continue its fighting inflation for quite some time. So where do we stand today? Well, yesterday we received the excellent news that inflation for March was a mere 0.1%, the lowest level in 4 months. Now the question is, what caused this reduction in inflation? The Fed will point to their tightening monetary policy, raising interest rates, as the primary cause for the decline in inflation. And it is here that the Fed and I part company. From my point of view, the current reduction in inflation is due almost entirely to a slowing economy and a reduction in the demand for energy, primarily oil and gas. If I'm correct, then the recent decrease in the OPEC Plus production and its subsequent price hike should cause inflation to come roaring back. That, at least, is my conspiracy theory. Now, hopefully this framework will be a helpful way to look at our economy in the future, and I'll come back to this construct to measure how we are progressing. It is worth noting that the Federal Reserve's approach will continue to be much more restrained as they principally focus on their twin mandate, full employment, stable prices. However, you and I, we, will look at the economy very differently. We'll be much more eclectic in our approach to how the economy is doing. And that's the value side for this Thursday, April 13. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.